One of my regular conservative listeners posted a message on JPR's online community forum recently, stating that he knew of no one in government who was linking the war in Iraq to the events of 9/11. Well, I hope he watched the Republican convention or has been listening to the president on the stump this past week. Both President Bush and Dick Cheney are making that link, even though they know that the bipartisan commission on 9/11, which Mr. Bush appointed, found not one scrap of evidence to support a connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. I'm one of millions of people who despair over this dishonesty. In the scope of its deceit and arrogance, there has been nothing like this since William Randolph Hearst got us into the Spanish-American War. It's not a question of whether Mr. Bush is reelected. Garrison Keillor probably is right in saying America can survive almost anything, even that. But can our democracy long survive if mass brainwashing becomes the norm in political speech? When falsehoods of immense scope are knowingly fobbed off on a trusting nation at a time of fear? On Tuesday, Paul Krugman, the columnist for the New York Times, plugged a book on the psychology of war by Chris Hedges, entitled War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning. Hedges is a veteran war correspondent. As he puts it, lurking beneath the surface of every society, including ours, is the passionate yearning for a nationalist cause that exalts us, the kind that war alone is able to deliver. This state of mind benefits those who hold national power, Hedges says. And he points to Argentina's invasion of the Falkland Islands in 1992. Argentina's hated military junta was on the verge of political collapse, Hedges writes, but when the unpopular military rulers went to war over the British territory, Argentines rallied round and instantly regarded them as the saviors of their country. George Bush and Dick Cheney aren't junta generals. But it's time to acknowledge the previously unthinkable. America's leaders are perpetuating a war psychology for their own political purposes. Mr. Cheney actually said this week that a John Kerry victory in November would likely cause another terror attack. If this shameful strategy works, American democracy will pay a heavy price for it. This is Les O'Coin.